So hello to everyone from Redwood City here at the Insight Meditation Center. And I would like to do this meditation, beginning of this meditation, a little bit differently than usual. And in that I would like to do a little guided imagery to begin, using an analogy that I've used many times for some of you, and I'm very fond of. And so just to take a couple of minutes, if you would just, you can be comfortable if you'd like, maybe in meditation posture, and close your eyes, and maybe just to settle in, just to breathe a few moments, maybe breathe deeply a few moments. Relax your body. Settle in a bit. And then to imagine yourself sitting against a trunk of a tree, maybe, or some other comfortable place next to a river. And perhaps you've have a day off, maybe you've gone for a nice walk. There's nothing you need to do, and things are taken care of well enough in your life that you just sit there in a comfortable afternoon weather, and maybe in the shade, and watch the river. Watch the current and the flow of the water, the movements of the little wavelets. And you're watching the flow and ongoing and in some ways ever-changing and forever-changing. A constancy of inconstancy, of change, the flow. Sometimes some leaves are floating on the river and float down along. Sometimes a twig, sometimes a boat, sometimes a duck floats down the river. And you're just observing, gazing at this, just taking everything in, but not really studying anything, not staring at anything, just relaxed and present, and you let your thoughts do what they do. There's no censoring yourself, but there's also no big involvement with your thoughts and particular interest in them, and because everything feels good and easy, relaxed, just nice to be here gazing at the river. And this idea of just sitting, observing, watching, gazing gently, relaxedly. At some point in meditation, when we're established well enough in the present moment, we've kind of done what needs to be done, and we can just sit back and allow the practice to unfold by observing, watching, allowing ourselves to be aware of all the changing phenomena in our body, the river of life that is a constantly shifting and changing panorama of sensations, perceptions, thoughts, feelings. Even if something stays for a while, you might try to just stay in watching the flow. And one of the places to do that is in your breathing. The breathing, there is kind of like a, kind of like in a way the river is, it's a constant flow of inconstancy, in that each in-breath comes and goes, flowing into the out-breath. There's a beginning of the in-breath, middle and an end. The beginning, middle and end of the exhale. And all that can be felt as sensations in the body. So it's not so much observing the breath as it is observing the kaleidoscope of changing sensations in your body as you breathe, settling back, relaxing, as if you're leaning against a tree watching a river, observing how the sensations of breathing go on and on. They arise and they pass. Some of them spark into existence for a moment and then vanish. Like a little wavelet on a river that is there for a moment and then returns to the river. To settle further into this watching breathing, take a few moments to relax your body more, softening all over, as if you're relaxing the whole body in towards the breathing. Relaxing so that the body becomes a soft foundation for a soft river of changing sensations. And the more relaxed the body is, the more the body's flows and changes and things come and go, arise and pass. The more tense we are, we have the illusion of things being tight and constant, continuous. Relaxing, softening the body, settling in. And then again, gazing kindly on your breathing, being sensitive to the aspects of breathing that are constantly changing, the sensations of breath that come and go, that one morphs into the other. Relaxing the mind, relaxed the mind is, the more it can be part of the flow of the river. The more tense the mind is, the more it tends to produce the illusion of constancy, of something being unchanging. Softening the thinking mind, resting in the mind's ability to observe, to perceive, to sense experience. Centered on your breathing, all around it is also change. The changing, fluxing sensations of your body. The changing experiences that come into awareness. Sometimes this, sometimes that. Wherever there is change, changing sensations, experience, relax with it, open with it. Allow it as if you're allowing it to relax you, open you further. As if that anything that changes, that comes and goes, frees the mind further as the mind lets it pass through. change is an attribute of the present moment. The present moment itself is constantly changing in more ways than we usually notice. Settle back and observe how it is that the present moment is a constantly shifting and changing phenomena, represented most by the breathing, the body's experience of change as you breathe. Relax into the river of change. Float on all the changing aspects of the present moment. Sometimes we're resting in the change, observing it. And sometimes we're swept away in it. Our thoughts are also always changing. Even if the same theme persists. And sometimes we get carried away in the flood of thoughts. And the idea is to come back to the on the ground of the body, and from there observe the change in the present. Sitting quietly, observing change. Gaze upon all things kindly, to the best of your ability, in a simple, maybe even unremarkable way. Gaze upon all things kindly. And the ability to do so has a lot to do with the ability to be confident in resting in awareness, feeling safe to rest here in awareness. And this friend, from the safety of being aware, to gaze upon all things kindly. To gaze upon all change in a compassionate way. Those who understand how things are constantly changing are less surprised that things go and things come, that things change. And being less surprised, there is more space to be kind, to have goodwill and generosity and compassion for this world of ours. May it be that our meditation practice together allows us to enter into the world with gift-bestowing hands. Enter into the world with a orientation that's kind and supportive and friendly, compassionate. We have these beautiful qualities of heart that can flow more easily the more we rest and change. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings everywhere be free.